Hello and welcome. This is the SDFARC, that's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number, I think it's 310, for November 27, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator this week. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the items of information that we like to know from check-in. So if you don't have an SDF username yet, well, that's okay. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or UTC, GMT, whatever you like to call it, on the Echolink Node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateur radio operators. You don't have to be a member of the SDFARC. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And actually, I've got kind of a semi-rant here, so I'm going to reset the timer. Okay, so this is the 310th net that we've done. And every one of them, we tried to have a topic. So you can imagine that we've exhausted the common topics. And I wouldn't say that I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel, but I'm bending over and reaching down deep, okay? So I'm open to suggestions. And if you have an idea for a topic that you think we should talk about, by all means, please let me know. You can email me at jwh@sdf, or if you're a subscriber to our mailing list, which I hope you all are, you can post a message in there. So, specifically this week, here in the United States, we just had the Thanksgiving holiday, and the media are, you know, one of the common things they do this time of year is they talk about thankfulness and gratitude and, you know, what are you grateful for and so on. And so, I guess this week's topic is there some particular reason why you are thankful or grateful about ham radio? Now, I know I've heard plenty of stories about people who were, like, stranded in a snowstorm and their 2-meter mobile allowed them to call for help, you know, things like that. That's a classic and maybe extreme example, but maybe there's some other things that you're thankful about. Maybe getting interested in electronics and radio when you were a teenager led you into a career with, you know, computers or something else. You know, it might have been that little bump that helped you. And so anyway, is there something in your life that you can trace back and say, you know, ham radio made a difference, and I appreciate that. That's the topic this week. I'm sorry if it's lame. And, you know, the other problem about having this topic of the week is that I spring it on you at the beginning of the net. And I think what I really ought to do is, like, put it on the mailing list on Saturday or something to give you some time to think about it. And maybe I'll get off my butt and start doing that. All right, I'm about to time out. So that's the topic this week. I think everybody here has been here before. I don't need to explain how we do check-ins. We don't have the ham conference here, and I think we might not have it for a while. So everybody knows how we work, how we do this. I'm ready for, well, let me reset. Okay, I already have KE2CELPY2BIL, KQ4MI, K KD9NDJ, and BE6UX. So you're all on my list. So I'm going to take one call. If there's somehow some station out there who wants to check in and I don't have you on my list, please call now. All right. I wasn't expecting anything, and I was not disappointed. All right. Let's start with KD9NDJ.
This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken in Rantoul, Illinois, and my username on SDF is KDB. Thankful. I'm thankful for ham radio because it's given me an intellectual challenge, not all of which I've managed to meet, but definitely it's improved my electronics comprehension in general. And if I go for the extra, I will go the extra mile and get a lot more under the hood with stuff that I find intellectually challenging. I know a lot of people find this stuff easy, but my hat's off to them. I do not. I am a verbal thinker, if I'm even a thinker. The mathematics I find challenging. But anyway, I'm thankful for that challenge. This is KD9NDJ, back to the net.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Nice, that was good. Next on my list, how about VE6UX?
KB9FJ and the rest of the group of Victor Echo 6 Uniform X-Ray here in Calgary, Alberta, where it's a balmy 1 degree Celsius, which is about 33 degrees Fahrenheit. The noise you hear in the background is one of my FDM printers making a new robot for the kids. My foray into amateur radio came way back when I was about 11 years old, and I happened to spot a weather station in the yard of one of the customers of my newspaper route, and questioned or commented about it. Ended up at a field day that June, birthday in August for my 12th birthday. In September, I was an amateur radio operator, at least on my route to become one. I don't find anything easy. You have to study for it, and as my dad once said, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right, and I'm studying to find out how to do it. Let me break. Currently, I just ordered a dozen or more, actually more than a dozen, RP2040 connects from Arduino in the U.S. I guess they're regular companies in Italy, but they have a U.S. Subsidiary as well. Going to use them as receivers for game controllers. I'm using the game controllers to run robots that we lend to kids at robot fights. So, Tabalaya on is my username, and I'm going back to net AB9FJ VE6UX.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Let's see. Next on my list here is KQ4MI.
Thank you, Wayne and the net. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Mike India India. My name's Mark. I am M Cornick at SDF. Being relatively new to being a licensed ham, I don't have a lot to say that I'm thankful for that I've done just yet, but I can say that I am thankful for the opportunities that I have now. I've always kind of been interested in these things that hams have been doing, and now that I have, you know, my initial ticket into the game, I am able to start looking at some of those things. For instance, I spent a little time yesterday getting onto APRS and putting my position up there and just learning a bit about how that works. I'm thankful for the opportunity to learn a whole lot more and working on it as we speak. So, obviously thankful to this club for being one of the prime movers and getting me interested after being kind of interested on and off through my life. So I guess I'm just thankful all around for what's to come rather than to what has already happened, but there's a lot to do. So thank you, everyone. Back to Net Control from KQ4MII.
Okay, thank you, Mark, and forgive me for dropping one of your eyes. That's bad. All right. I'll try not to do that again. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
AB9FJ, this is PY2BIL. Hi, everyone. Glad to be back. And thankful, yeah, definitely. I'm thankful to Ham Radio for giving me the opportunity to play around with a lot of stuff. So at the age of 13, I tried started to play with electronics, got interested in that. And then at the age of 16, I got my ticket and started to play radio. My dad was a ham, so no station at home, I guess I mentioned that, but I got it in my genes, I guess. So, and I have a very curious mind, so amateur radio gave me the opportunity to really play around with a lot of stuff. As SDF also did, right, on the more computer side of the house, right? So it's also a platform where you can experiment, and amateur radio is also a platform you can experiment with a lot of stuff, right, especially these days. So it's electronics, computers, and knowing people, all the social aspect of it. So definitely I'm grateful for all that. I had a blast so far since a teenager, right? So that's always good. So that's what I'm thankful for. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yes, that's a good point that amateur radio offers a lot of room to do experimentation and learning, and SDF likewise offers opportunity to learn a lot about different aspects of computer science that your average computer user who just has a laptop or a smartphone or something may never experience. So yes, it's a mind-expanding kind of thing. Let's see, next on my list is KE2CEL.
Hi, this is KE2CEL. My name's Sarah. I'm Latana, Kana on SDF, and I guess I'm thankful for him for just giving me something to distract myself with while I was waiting for I was really nervous about something personal that I, it's something medical. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm thankful to Ham Radio for giving me something to distract myself with. And I'm really new to this, so this is KE2CEL, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Sarah, and you're doing fine. No worries there. So I think I've given everyone a call. Does anyone have something that they want to add to what they said before?
PY2BIL recheck.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thanks, Wayne. This is PY2BIL. Yeah, I guess I forgot to mention, because you triggered that point too. If we made a career of what we learned somehow in amateur radio, and in my case, I did, right? So I actually, as a consequence of all that playing around with electronics as a teenager, I started electronic engineering. I only finished 3 years of that, and then I switched over to computer science, so ended up having a degree in computer science. But electronics still plays an important role in what I do. I did a lot in the infrastructure space, so that definitely touches hardware and touches electronics. And as a hobby, I still do stuff here on my workbench, right, every day or almost every day. Right. So yeah, definitely it had a huge influence on what I did professionally. So back to you. This is PY2BAL.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Guillermo. That is a good point. I have heard many stories that people tell about they were interviewing for a job, and it might not have been a job in radio or electronics or computers or anything particularly like that. You know, it might have been a sales job or, you know, something totally different. And they just kind of mentioned that, that they were a ham radio operator, and it turned out that the interviewer was also a ham, or maybe just knew, maybe he was the son of a ham or the brother of a ham or something, knew about ham radio. And that impressed the interviewer enough that it clinched the job seeker's appointment and led to a whole career. So we hear stories like that all the time. And let's see, there's something on the tip of my tongue. What was it? Darn, it's one of those ideas that kind of flips in your mind while you're talking about something else, and then you want to come back to it, and then when you do come back to it, it's not there anymore. What was it? Oh, well, maybe it'll come back to me later. Anyway, we're about almost 20 minutes into the net. Well, modulo the minute or so that I wait before I open the net. You may have noticed that. You know, you may have a clock that tells you, oh, it's 0 GMT, but there's nothing coming out of the SDF-ARC net. Well, that's because I deliberately wait about a minute, maybe two, for the stragglers to come into the Echolink dashboard that I'm looking at before I start the net, because, I like to have my little check-in list all ready to go. So the reason why I'm dragging my feet right now is because the Aussies, VK2DY, VK3HJQ, now VK6BQQ, as I understand it, is on walkabout in Indonesia. So we may not be hearing from him for several weeks. But John and I'm drawing a blank on VK2DY's name right now. Robert, yes. John and Robert, they're probably busy with whatever net is going on the ham conference right now. And sometimes that net wraps up around the half-hour mark. So I'm kind of dragging my feet and hoping that we'll our net will last at least 30 minutes. So, there, I dragged my feet too long. Timed it out. Anyway, I see there's a bunch of stuff in the chat window here. Let's see what's going on there. Oh, yeah, lots of stuff there. Yep. Be sure to check that out, folks. Michael says John is mobile someplace, and yeah, Ham hasn't it, and Robert, right. That's why I'm kind of drawing things out here. If we get to at least 0030 and we don't hear from them, then I feel comfortable wrapping up the net here. But many times in the past, I've wrapped up the net at 25 minutes after the hour. And then 2 minutes later, there'll be, John or Robert coming in and say, oh, did I miss the net? All right, so let's see. Do we have any more rechecks? Does anyone have something they want to add to what they said before? Okay, so I don't know. We've got 7 minutes to go to the half-hour mark, and I don't think we want to sit around here twiddling our thumbs for 7 minutes. So unless there's some other reason to prolong the net, I'm inclined to just wrap it up early. So let's call this last call for new comments or rechecks, additional comments to what you said before. And then we'll wrap it up after that. Okay, I guess that's it then. Let's see. I wanted to emphasize that if you're not already subscribed to the SDFARC mail list, I recommend that you sign up for it. And off the top of my head, what you want to do is send an email to majordomo, M-A-J-O-R-D-O-M-O, at sdf.org. And I always forget whether the priority is on the subject or the body of the message, so I always do both. Put the phrase subscribe, space, SDFARC-L in both of those places. And that should hook you up, and you'll start getting our messages. There's usually one a week, the one that I send out after every week's net. And if there's any interesting questions or comments from members, they will also show up. So there have not been a lot of those. So I probably should encourage people, if they have some ideas, to post them on the mailing list to share them with the rest of us. So, with that said, I would also ask if anyone is interested in being a net control operator to contact me, and we'll get you set up to give it an audition, see if you like it and want to try it as a regular thing. You know how to get a hold of me, jwh@sdf.org. Turns out I also have ab9fj@sdf.org. Right, okay, I don't think I can drag my feet much longer. It's 26 minutes after the hour, and it's time to say that this is Net Control Station. Or no, it's time to... This concludes this week's Amateur Radio, SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 27 UTC. If you would like to... The DMR thing. Never mind that. I'm reading my script, which hasn't been edited in quite a while. So, this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.